Enough of this chit chat. 2 Samuel chapter 11. And we had just finished verse 3, where David was just inquiring about Bathsheba, all right, and found out that she was the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And so if he was doing what he should have, we should have just skipped right to chapter 14 or whatever. We shouldn't have even had what's going to come next. But he didn't. All right. So we're picking it up at verse 4, all right, where it starts, Vayishlach. Vayishlach David Malachim, Vayikachecha, Vatavo Elav, and here it comes, Vayishkav Ima, Vahi Mitkadeshet Mitumata, Vatashav El Beta. So David sent Malachim. Here you actually have the object with sent, which we don't normally see, but here you get it. David sent messengers, and he took her. All right, and she came to him. That's from Bo, of course. She came to him, and she slept Imma with him. All right. Now notice again, just like earlier in the text, you have this circumstantial clause. Oh, yeah, at the end of verse 1, you notice you had Vadavid Yoshev B'Yerushalayim, but David was living in Jerusalem. Here you have the same thing. And she, Mitkadeshet, she had purified herself. This is a hit pael participle feminine from Kadash, to be holy or to be set apart. And notice that it says she had purified herself from tumata, from her uncleanness. Namely, that's her monthly period. All right. So notice you have a circumstantial clause. It breaks up the vav consecutive chain, and then it starts it up. See? So you have this kind of interluded thought with vayishkav yama. He slept with her. Now she had cleansed herself from her period, from her uncleanness. Okay, now it picks up the regular line, Vatashav El Beta, and she returned to her house. All right, from Shuv again. So notice you have this circumstantial clause. Why is that important information? Well, because it's indicating that she was at the time of month where she could become pregnant. So it's kind of an anticipation of what you all know is coming next in the next verse, you know. So maybe that's what he saw up on the roof that day. See, we don't know how much time passed actually between the time that he saw her and the time that she actually came into him. I mean, you have to imagine that there may be a number of days while David found out who she was and then decide what to do. See. All right. Any questions about anything through verse 4?
What is that a participle there, the Kadosh?
It's the same thing at the end of verse 1. Notice it breaks up the vav consecutive, and the circumstantial clause has the participle of Vav David Yoshev, was dwelling in Jerusalem. So here it's the feminine, and she had cleansed herself. In this case, it seems to be a stylistic feature. It's telling you of a certain action. And in this case, I translated it as a pluperfect because the effects, namely the washing, have a kind of a present significance for this story. All right. So in other words, it wasn't he slept with her, and while he was sleeping with her, she was cleansing herself from her uncleanness. See that? And notice, grammatically you could say that, but the sense of the clause and the context of what's going on tells you that no, this is an action that was subsequent to him sleeping with her. In other words, they're giving you some background information, the author is, because it's important for what's going to come next. I don't know how often you would actually see a perfect verb or an imperfect verb in a clause like this. I mean, I suppose it'd be kind of interesting to see what verb form predominates when you have this, when you have a kind of a circumstantial clause like this. But the participle, as you can see, has occurred earlier as well. It's kind of an interesting question. Okay. I'm trying to think what Juan has a thing on circumstantial clauses like this. And he has the participle in there. And there's other verb forms that are used. I just don't know which one's the most common. Okay. Very good. Verse 5. Here it comes. Vatahar ha'isha. Vatishlak vatagid ledavid. Vatomer haranoki. Then the woman became pregnant. Vatahar is a call, imperfect vav consecutive, from hara, third hey verb. Okay, so the woman became pregnant, and she sent, okay, and now you have to imagine, obviously she sent messengers or a message. She sent, and she reported it to David. Tagate, again, a hifil from Nagat. She reports to David, and she said, here's an adjective, hara, pregnant am I. Kind of a short message, kind of two words, I'm pregnant. The bombshell, yeah, that's all she needs to say. Verse 6. Vayishlak David el Yoav. So notice what David immediately does. So David sent to Joab, and again, sent a message to Joab. And here it is. Shlach Eli et Uriah ha-chiti. Notice here you have a call imperative. Send to me Uriah the Hittite. Okay? Vayishlak Yoav et Uriah el David. So Joab sent Uriah to David. And you wonder what was going on in Joab's mind here, see? Any questions through 6? Maybe he knows if he's met Bathsheba, I don't know. Okay? Verse 7. Vayavo Uriah elav. Vayishal David lishlom Yoav velishlom ha'am. Velishlom ha-milchama. So Uriah entered to him. Now notice how the syntax goes. And David, see this is literally asked for the peace of Joab. But notice it's David asked about Joab's welfare. And about the welfare of Ha'am, of the army. And about the welfare of the war. So notice you have shalom repeated 3 times. And so it gives you a sense that David's kind of, you know, beating around the bush. It's kind of a strategic, he wouldn't have to repeat shalom 3 times, in other words. But, and you wouldn't have to kind of break it down. But notice as you're reading, it slows you down. And you can see that David, you can almost see David kind of warming up to his subject here. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. Because he's got to manufacture a reason for calling Uriah off the battlefield. See? So this is elaborate. I'm inquiring about Joab. I'm inquiring about the army. I'm inquiring about the war. And so you can imagine Uriah's given these complex reports.
So is it David, I mean, does this indicate that David had like really long conversation?
Well, I would say that as a reader, you get the impression of David's, I mean, notice you know what David is doing. So it gives you the impression of David's strategy, his what he's doing. So you're actually slowing down over this part, you know, as you're kind of reading this. It's kind of just an interesting repetition, I think. All right. And we know why he does it. So verse 8, Vayomer David le Uriah, here he gets to it. After the report. See, Raid Levetaka U Rechatz Ragleka. Vayetze Uriah mib beit hamelek vatetze acharav masat hamelek. Then David said to Uriah, see, it's getting late. He must have talked for a long time. Okay, so David said to Uriah, raid, go down to your house. This is from Yarad, simple call imperative. So go down to your house, u rechatz ragleka, and wash your feet. All right. So Uriah went out, vayetze, from David's house, from the house of the king, all right, and went out after him a masat hamelech, the gift of the king. Masat means some kind of a gift or, yeah, some kind of token. So the portion of the king went out after him. So he must have given him something. Okay. Questions through 8. All right, verse 9. Vayishkav Uriah Petach Beit HaMelech et kol avdei Adonav velo yirad el beito. But Uriah slept at the door of the house of the king. So he went out the house and didn't leave the yard. Okay, with all the servants of his Lord. Adonai. Notice Adonai is plural here. Again, a plural of majesty. All right. And slept with all the servants of his master. And not did he go down to his house. So notice how this last clause kind of clarifies what happened. He slept with all the servants. That is to say, he did not go to his house. See, notice how that phrase is kind of in apposition to the previous action, more specific and kind of clarifies what the author's trying to say here. All right? Okay. Verse 10. Vayagidu leDavid lemor, lo yarad Uriah el beito, vayomer David el Uriah, halo miderek atava, madua lo yarad ta el beitek. Okay, here's a condemning speech number one to David. So plan A failed. So they told David, notice you have an impersonal subject with Yagidu here, all right? And so you would can translate it, and it was told to David. But they reported to David as follows. Not did Uriah go down to his house. All right, so now notice you have this flurry of action. You can imagine that he brought David back, or David brought him back. And David said to Uriah, Halo Miderek Atava, have you not come from a journey, Miderek? Okay, so more kind of word order. Have not from a journey you come, ba. Okay, that's a participle. Madua, why did you not go down to your house? Okay, any questions through 10? Here it comes. You should have, I mean, the implications are really interesting in this verse. Vayomer Uriah el David. Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'u Yehuda yoshvim basukot. V'Adoni Yoav v'avdei Adoni al penei hasadeh chonim. V'ani avo el veiti le'kol v'lishtot v'lishkav im ishti. Chayeka v'cheina sheka im e'aseh et hadavar hazeh. Then Uriah said to David, the Ark, Ha'aron, and Israel, and Judah. Notice how he stretches those out. And they all probably hit David like a hammer because David was doing exactly these things. See? That's what's so interesting. The Ark and Israel and Judah, Yoshvim, are dwelling, Basukot, in tents from Sukkah. All right? And Adoni Yoab, and my Lord Joab, and the servants of Adoni are al pnei hasadeh chonim. Chonim is a participle from chana, to camp. So, and my servant Joab, and the servants of my Lord are camping on the face of the field. We would say, in the open field. Okay? Va'ani avi, and so me, see, notice the ani, the pronoun, should I go to my house, le'ekol, in order to eat, ve'lishtot, and in order to drink, this is from shata, and in order to sleep with my wife? See, so again, notice how the whole speech slows down, and every one of these is like condemning, implicitly condemning David, because here was David in his castle eating, drinking, sleeping not only his own wife but with someone else's wife, while the Ark, Israel, Judah. Notice how these threes come, and so it's like bam, 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 throughout. I mean, it's really interesting, and notice that Uriah's faithfulness goes up as David's goes down, as you as a reader proceed through. So Uriah, the Hittite, emphasizes his faithfulness, his fidelity. And David's just becomes, infidelity just becomes bigger. See how that works? It's really interesting. Now he gives this oath formula, Chayeka v'chenafsheka im. Okay? Notice that this is a kind of a common way to give this oath, or kind of with an exclamatory kind of emphasis. As you live, and as your soul lives. Now, when you have something like that, an im indicates a negative assertion. Surely not. So it's not if. So as you live, or by your life and by your life and by your own soul, surely not will I do et hadavar hazeh. I surely will not do this thing. Okay. Wow. Questions through verse 11. Yes.
I think we're taught to take nephesh as not just soul separated right. from body. So why would he say
you can do that?
Oh, you can do that.
Well, you can, but yeah, I don't think soul is the best translation either. I just didn't want to translate by your life and by your life.
Right. So
I mean, they overlap.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just a way by your life and by your whole being or something like that. Maybe you want to say.
As long as you breathe.
Yeah. See, it's kind of notice that the second one just reemphasizes and underlines the first. So by your life and by your whole self, or by your own self, or something like that. I don't know if that's the best way to get that emphasis across. Yeah. So it's very strong that he switches to this kind of oath here. See? We're all on Uriah's side here, see? Notice. All of our loyalties have switched from David to Uriah in the blink of an eye. Verse 12, Vayomer David el Uriah, Shev Bazeh, here's plan B. Gam hayom umachar ashal cheka vayeshev Uriah birushalayim bayom hahu umimacharet. So David said to Uriah, shave. That's from Yashav. Okay, again, another imperative. So stay bazeh. Stay here. So stay in this. But we'd say, stay here also today and tomorrow ashal cheka. I will send you. Okay, notice that this is a PL imperfect with an energic nun in there. Notice the kaf has that dagish. Okay, so stay here today and tomorrow I will send you. Vayeshev. So Uriah stayed in Jerusalem on that day and mimachar, and on the next, and on the morrow. Okay. Questions through 12?
Yes.
So some suggest that emphasizes that it's an imperfect form. It's not so that he's not making a request here. He's saying, I will send you. That's how you would translate it.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, the energic nun, some suggest, is there to emphasize that this is an imperfect form and not a jussive form or another kind of form. Yeah. It's a long form, in other words. Okay, verse 13. Vayikra lo David. Here's plan C. Vayokal lefanav vayisht vayeshak rehu vayetze ba'erev lishkav be'mishkavo im avde adonav ve'el beto lo yirad. But it failed. Then David invited him, vayikra, and he ate lefanav before him. Vayesht, and he drank. This is from shata, call imperfect vav consecutive, a third hey verb. That's why it gives that unusual pointing. So he ate before him and he drank. Vayeshak rehu, and he made him drunk. Notice that this is a PL form. All right. So it's not like Uriah overindulged. It's like the king kept, did what he had to do to get him drunk. Then he went out by erev. In the evening, to sleep b'mishkavo, in his bed, with Avde Adonai, with the servants of his Lord. Again, plural. Ve'el beto lo yirad. But to his house he did not go down. Okay? So it failed.
So he was going to trap Uriah with what he fell into.
Well, he was trying to get him drunk so that he would go to his house, so he would sleep with Bathsheba. Yes.
Well, really? I mean, since, the servants of his master, so do you think that...
I think that's talking about the male. I'm sure...
That's what it was before.
Yeah. In other words, he stayed by the king's house. Even though he was drunk, He did not make that mistake. I think that's what's happening. So that David kept trying to get him. See, the whole reason he brought him back was to get him to lie with his wife so that they could say, well, she's pregnant because of Uriah, or through Uriah, and then the whole sin could be covered. But he wouldn't buy it. He wasn't going down.
Okay. Just the way that it was translated there at the end, I thought that he was trying to get him to go down to his house, but that he was going to have, David was going to have some of his servants sleep.
Oh, I think then you'd have a mention of the female slaves or servants then rather than the Evid. Okay, verse 14. Vayehi baboker, vayiktov David sefer el Yoav, vayishlach be yad Uriah. How ironic. So, in the morning, baboker, David wrote. So, obviously, he looked out his window. There was Uriah snoring it off, sleeping it off with his servants. So, in the morning, David wrote a sefer, a letter to Joab, and he sent it by the hand of Uriah. So his own death notice. Okay, we'll read one more verse here. Vayiktov basefer lemor. And he wrote in the letter as follows, lemor. Havu et Uriah el mul pene hamilchama hachazaka. Okay, this havu is an imperative from Yahav, which means to give. It means like natan and also seem, to put. And it's an Aramaic is Yahav. Okay, so it's a very common word in Aramaic. Put Uriah at the front. Mul. Mul is a particle that means front. So put Uriah at the front of the Paneha Milchama HaChazaka. At the front of the face of the war, or of the battle, the Chazaka, the fierce, the strong. And so notice HaChazaka has its absolute force here, the strongest. So put Uriah at the front of the Paneha Milchama, at the front of the line of the fiercest battle. See, namely, yeah. Now here's the next thing. Not just do that. Veshavtem, and return me'acharav. And so we probably translate, and go back behind him. See? And return from after him. So namely, put him up at the front, and then return from backing him up. They no longer had his back, in other words. Okay, and now David, notice how the premeditation here. Ve nika vamate. That nika is a nifal from naka. Notice you usually see it in the hifil to strike. So notice how it goes here with these vav plus perfix. And return from behind him, and he will be struck. Vamate is from moot, and he will die. Okay, so notice David made it very clear to Joab what he wanted to happen to Uriah. It wasn't just put him up in front with the hopes that he die, or put him up in front on the grounds that he's a great warrior and should be up there. Put him up front, withdraw from him so that he'd be struck and die. Okay? So that's why David becomes a murderer here.
The word mul means front. It's also a circumcision.
Yeah, right.
He didn't
right.
necessarily want it to be specific because he didn't want to take any chances like the last two times.
Yeah, no chances. No chances. See, so it tells you what kind of relationship David and Joab had, too.
Yeah, they
wow. All right, guys. Thank you very much, and have a good week. We'll see you one more time this quarter.
Find that, what kind of relationship they had.
Well, that Joab would willingly do it.